Hello, creators. Save the date for our 2024 Creator Circle Retreat happening September 23rd through 26th in Vancouver, Washington, United States. Registration is open, and the 2024 Creator Circle Retreat will be 4 days of restoration and rejuvenation for yourself and your business. And you can find all of the details at wellnesscentercreators.com/retreats, where you can also click to apply. As always, feel free to email with questions anytime at kendall@wellnesscentercreators.com. And lastly, it's important to note that the retreat is limited to 20 people, and everyone from last year is getting ready to register again, so jump on it. As health and wellness providers, we know that better patient outcomes require a whole person, multidisciplinary approach that we just can't provide on our own. That's why I've started the Wellness Center Creators Podcast. I'll be bringing you interviews with experts, tips, tricks, secrets, resources, systems, and solutions so that you don't have to reinvent the wheel. And creating your wellness center won't feel like starting over. Before we jump into today's episode, let's give a shout out to our sponsor, Jane, a clinic management software and EMR. Whether you're just starting to do your research or you've been contemplating switching your software for a while now, the Jane team understands that the process can feel intimidating. That's why their goal is to provide you with all the onboarding resources you need to make the switch as smooth as possible. Jane offers a personalized call to set up your account, a free date import, and a variety of online resources to get you up and running quickly. And if you need a helping hand along the way, you'll have access to unlimited phone, email, and chat support included in your Jane subscription. If you're interested in learning more, book a one-on-one demo at jane.app/switch. And if you decide to make the switch, don't forget to use the code WELLNESS1MO at sign up to receive a 1 month grace period on your new Jane account. Welcome back, everyone, to the Wellness Center Creators Podcast. Today on the show, we have Chris LaFave-Smith. Chris, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kendall. Thanks so much.
Let's start by having you share with our audience who you are and how you got to be doing what you're doing present day.
Okay. Well, my name is Chris. It's Christina, but I prefer to go by Chris. And I'm the owner of Village Wellness Center here in Orange County, California, in San Juan Capistrano. And we have a team of 7 clinicians, and we treat the whole family.
Sounds amazing.
And so what brought me to this?
Yeah, so let's get into it. Because you're a licensed marriage and family therapist.
Yes.
So let's start there, because I think there are a lot of mental health counselors who do have this dream of the wellness center and adding the wellness services, because, you know, we see every day as therapists that there's more to the story and our clients need more support. So let's start more towards the beginning of your journey. Why did you become a therapist, first of all?
Oh my, well, that takes us back probably to when I was about 15, actually, which is kind of an interesting story. At 15 years old, I knew then, and I can't explain why, I knew then that I wanted to be a therapist. I wasn't in therapy. We didn't have any family history of going to therapy. It was just something that appealed to me, and it stuck with me. You know, I went through my undergrad going through psychology with the hope of being a therapist one day, but, you know, the system kind of gets in the way a little bit of that. At least it did back when I was in college, and it didn't, you know, there wasn't a lot of information that was out there about how to move forward in a chosen career, especially in mental health. This was in the 90s. And so I just kind of pulled back after that and went in different directions, worked with children, worked in human resources. Like, I think I still always kept that people connection no matter what I did, but it just wasn't directly as a therapist. And then, let's see, I can't even remember the year. All I know is that my kids were about 1 and 3 years old, and I decided to go back to grad school. This was quite a while ago. And so then I pursued going back to graduate school for my master's in counseling. And that's what really started me on the path I felt like I was always supposed to be on. It just took about, I'm going to say about 15 years from the time I graduated with my undergrad until finally going back. And, and then I just focused on getting my master's and all the hours that you have to get, and thought I was going to work in trauma. And it turned out that my focus turned into working with perinatal mood disorders and maternal mental health with women, as I had gone through my own struggles with postpartum after my first. And that's where the interest started, and it just grew from there. And started with a practice called Mother Warrior Counseling, where it was just me. It was just a solo practice. And I was helping new moms, moms that were maybe building their families. And then I was also just working with women. I found a lot of joy in just working one-on-one with other women and having that connection and helping them through whatever stage of life they were in. And then around the pandemic time, I decided to hire my first associate after everything had shut down and everyone was working from home. I thought, okay, let's hire. I don't know how that happened. Might as well. A big part of it was thinking too, worrying for these associates that were still trying to get their hours. Yeah. How are they going to get their hours? And the BBS at the time, our licensing agency, they required you to have an actual office. They hadn't changed yet because of everything that was going on. So I kept my office and was able to actually hire an associate. And the more we grew, the more I realized that with everybody that worked here with me, that we all focused in different areas with different populations, different struggles. And it really evolved from Mother Warrior Counseling and only working with moms and women to really having a new framework of working with the whole family. And so that's where we moved into Village Wellness Center, as this bigger idea of it really taking a village for the whole family, not just the moms. And so now we have a great practice where we are able to treat multiple members of one family at one time, which has been so wonderful.
That's so beautiful. I'm curious, I think our listeners always love to know about that, the first person you hire, you know, because it's that new experience. And I think you're not alone. I think a lot of therapists hired associates during the pandemic because the need was so high. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious, what did you learn about yourself and about your business in general when hiring your first associate?
Well, that's a really good question. Reflecting back on it, you know, it was such an organic process. It wasn't really something that I had made an actual plan to step into. Which has kind of been the way that this entire team has grown. It's never been out of necessity. It's just always been out of people reaching out to see if I was hiring and meeting and having it, you know, figured out, is this a good fit? Does this work? And then just bringing them on really as a way to help them. So I think one of the biggest things that I learned was that this wasn't about me, that this was about really this more internal drive or need for me to help somebody else in a position that I was once in and know the struggle of. And bringing on somebody as less of an employee kind of feeling and more as kind of a partner kind of feeling. And I think that that's been one of the successes of Village Wellness Center, is that everybody feels like they're a part of this bigger thing, not just employees getting hours or, you know, even licensed clinicians working. So it's been a really big learning thing. Also learning that I can actually do business. You know, we're not told in graduate school at all, right, about how to run a business. Right. At all. So a lot of us, most of us stumble into this and not really understanding all the things that go into it, not just the business side of things, but the regulations and this, you know, with our industry. But I learned that, oh, this is something that actually can work. And as long as we're all working together, then it was, I'd say 95% seamless. There's always going to be hiccups, but
yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, that's amazing. So fast forward to present day, did you say you had seven
providers? There's seven of us total. So I have six providers plus myself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And everyone is in the mental health realm, but different specialties.
Yeah. So, or different populations that they work with or mm-hmm. disorders that they might focus on. Mm-hmm. I have two licensed clinicians who are EMDR certified. Nice. And so they do a lot of work with trauma. And then I have other clinicians that focus on grief and loss or even recovery as a focus because of maybe their work experience or just learned experience in life or even faith-based approaches. Mm-hmm. So I have mm-hmm. one clinician who really loves to work with the LDS community. And so she's been a great resource and go-to. So yeah, everybody has these different kind of subsets and these the associates that I have, this is such a great opportunity for them to figure out who do they love working with. And mm-hmm. so they will often be open to seeing anybody that's coming in just to see, you know, is this something that fits? And so, and it's been nice for me as the clinical supervisor of them, of their hours and their work, to be able to have that oversight and help also teach them how to look at what fulfills you as a therapist and who do you find you're better maybe able to work with or feel comfortable working with? And also what is the practice set up to be able to do? And like maybe clinics where you might need more wraparound care or more crisis type of help. Are we set up that way? And is that something that interests you? That kind of stuff. So that part's been such a great journey with them as well.
Yeah. You said something earlier about, you know, this sort of partnership feel and that mm-hmm. your team members really feeling part of it instead of just, you know, kind of clocking in as an employee. Mm-hmm. What are those kind of few pieces, those little nuggets that you feel like are the tangible ways that you invite your team members into that feeling and building that type of culture?
You know, I feel like through my entire career, I think going back to 16 years old, when we start working in, you know, when we all start getting jobs, and we experience such a variety of work environments, leadership, management, your role as an employee, what is the culture like? What is, you know, we hopefully, at least for me, it was really paying attention even when I didn't know that I was paying attention and to what I was experiencing as an employee, what was going on around me, how were people being treated? How did leadership act? What were corporate expectations? Like all these different levels. And when I decided to do this, I really feel like it was going into this wanting to do the exact opposite of a lot of my own experiences. And I felt like it was such a critical thing for employees to feel a real true sense of being valued and that their work mattered and that they are part of a bigger thing here, not just there's this bigger thing and they're just working for it, you know, that they have that investment and that they feel like they're connected to a team. You know, I part of my philosophy is never coming at things with a power over type mentality or that I'm somehow different or, I have a certain role over them. You know, that can feel so demeaning in a lot of ways and repressive and people don't feel inspired. And then you look at, well, that creates a lot of turnover and I don't want to have to go through that. And I don't want people to have to go through that. So I've always wanted my team to feel like a team and not like even when I introduce them to other people, I never want to be able to say, well, this is my employee. Instead, I'll introduce them as this is my teammate or this is my colleague or, you know, it also I think helps their professionalism and how they feel valued in their own hard work that they're doing. And so that's kind of the feeling that I've always tried to put out there. And from the feedback I get, it feels like they feel that way, which is just it's nice to know. It's not always going to be perfect. There's going to be things I have to be business owner kind of hat, you know? But it's very few because we're all doing the same thing, I feel like.
Yeah, for sure. So what's your vision forward for Village Wellness?
I've had different visions. It's so interesting. I've had a couple of my team members have to move out of state. So the one moved to Texas and one moved to Arizona. And that just kind of threw in this idea of, okay, well, we can look at this as you're moving away. And I guess that's the end of us working together. Or can we look at this as perhaps a possibility for expansion? You know, can we bring Village to these locations now with these particular employees heading it up? Or we've looked at even locally, here in Orange County, do we want to grow so big that we lose that feel of connection and team and family? Or do we not? Do we want to stay the way we are? So kind of taking the temperature of where everybody's at and what they feel like. There's days that I want to grow and of course, expand. And then there's days where I think, I don't know that that's worth it in the bigger picture. The two employees that are out of state, I'm not, we're still tossing that around because as I've just kind of, without really thinking, thought, yeah, move, we'll figure it out, we'll make it happen. I don't know. Now, as a business owner, I'm learning, oh, there's a lot of things I probably should have thought about in regards to even opening, having business in other states, being in California, and just the differences between the two, all these different states in this particular state. And so that's been a learning thing. So it's learning as we go, we pull back, we move forward, it's very adaptable and flexible. And I feel like that's kind of the only way we've been able to do this.
Yeah. So you mentioned earlier that you have kids, and I'm curious, as you have grown your group practice to now 7 people, you're running things. Are you still seeing clients as well? Mm-hmm. Still seeing clients. That question around how are you doing that? How are you feeling mm-hmm. balanced in your life, feeling content in your life, managing, having a family and having a business?
That's a really good question. I can say that it was a lot harder managing my family when I didn't have a business, as strange as that might sound. When I was working in clinic settings, which is such a common thing for especially newer therapists to do, I had a commute every single day, a long commute. My kids were a lot younger. It was very difficult to strike that very healthy work-life balance. And I think also satisfaction in your job makes it even harder. For a lot of people, working under county guidelines or in county clinics or anything that is a little bit more regulated, it can be a very, very difficult job. It can be a very difficult, there's lots of expectations and lots of time expectations. And it just never felt balanced. It never felt like I was able to switch gears, come home, and now be mom and wife and friend and family and all of that. So I don't, it's hard to say what exactly made that happen. It's probably more everything, it's just the whole picture. So when I decided to leave working that to pursue my practice on my own, I made changes that were necessary. And one of the biggest ones was not having a commute anymore. That really freed me up to be able to spend more time with my family, not feel the stress of having to, drive in traffic. And because down in Southern California, that's what you can expect all the time is this really, really bad traffic. So it already kind of sets you in a space. And so I didn't have that anymore. I found a general sense of satisfaction and happiness just being closer to home. And my kids are older now. They're teenagers where they need me less. So that part is like, I'm not necessarily needed as often as I was when I was commuting so far away. But it's also been kind of a great way to be a mom of a teenager, because I am more centered myself now. Like, I don't have those stressors in my life anymore. Even though I am running a business of my own, it's totally different. So that part of it, I think, has been that's the best part about this whole setup the way it is right now, is being able to have that balance and run this business. The learning curve for just owning a business is what it is. And that takes up my time, but in such a different way. It's more of a passion, I think. And so I'm happier, even if I have to stay here a little bit later, I'm still 5 minutes from home, and and I'm enjoying it. Like, I love it. I love to build this, and that whole creativity of what do I do next? So going back to your last question of what's next for us, what's possible. I have that freedom to explore it now, which is nice.
I love hearing that. I'm happy for you and what you've built. And it sounds like a truly amazing place and team, and your community is so lucky to have you all. Yeah, it's just been a pleasure chatting with you today, Chris. You have a special offer for our listeners if you want to share with them what that is.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, we understand that therapy is such an investment. It's an investment in ourselves. It's an investment in our future. And it's also for many, many people, it's an expensive investment and sometimes very difficult, especially if you don't have insurance, or they don't, you know, or the company doesn't take your insurance. And so we really want to try and help people at least get started with as much as we can. And, you know, we're investing in their investment, I think, is the way I like to look at that. And so our offer to anybody that would like to come and see us is 10% off of, for new clients, it's 10% off of the out of pocket full fee rate for the duration of their therapy. So as long as they want to be in care, we're willing to try and help as much as we can.
Wow. That's an amazing offer. If you're in the area, I encourage you to reach out. And how can people find you, Chris?
So they can find us on our website, which is myvillagewc.com. There is a link there under our Getting Started tab where they can actually schedule a consultation call right from the website. There's no more plain phone tag to try and connect with the therapist. And they can also choose from our therapists if there's one person in particular that they see the bio of that they would really like to work with. They can schedule directly with that person. If they don't have a preference, they can schedule with me and I can help connect them to the right person. We also offer virtual. So it's really not just in the Orange County area, but all throughout the state of California, any of our therapists can see you no matter where you live in California, virtually. And that I think is a great offer, you know, for people who live so far away, but maybe there's somebody here that they feel connected with and they would like to talk with them. So we offer both in person and virtual. And they can go straight through the website. We also have an email. If they just want to email us, they can email us info@myvillagewc.com. And I get all those emails and I'm always happy to respond to anybody that reaches out.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Chris. It's been a pleasure.
It's been wonderful. Thanks so much, Kendall.
Thanks so much for listening to the Wellness Center Creators Podcast. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Please visit our website at wellnesscentercreators.com for more show notes and additional episodes. By the way, I love hearing from listeners. Please send me an email at Kendall, K-E-N-D-A-L-L, at wellnesscentercreators.com with your feedback. And if you send me a question, maybe I'll read it on the show, anonymously, of course. Thanks so much again for listening, and we'll catch you next time on the Wellness Center Creators Podcast.